Let's get to the man who gives us all kinds of facts and figures every week, and you can get his facts and figures in his little caricature on the screen on the ESPN morning show. Get up. His name is Hembo. Hembo, how you doing today, buddy?
Mikey Miz, I don't feel all that good about Sunday night, but we did have a little baseball to sprinkle in this week, which is a nice little distraction.
Yes, you did have a little baseball sprinkled in. All right, so let's go to the ticker tape, as they say, and the Carson Wentz thing. Now he's been injured a lot. Now, and the question I guess we're asking people here, or people are asking anyway in general, is can you commit to a guy who seemingly is injury prone? Is he not?
I can put some numbers to it. Dating to his senior season in college, Wentz will have missed 17 of 64 possible games due to injury, including this upcoming Sunday, Mikey missed. That's 27%, and that can be at least in part attributed to his style of play. Wentz has been hit passing or rushing nearly 7 times per game over the last 2 seasons. That's the 4th highest mark in the league over that span.
All right, so you're a big Wentz fan.
A huge Wentz
fan. You are. Now, commit or not.
Yeah, but when you consider 3 major injuries in the last 4 years, I mean, that is absolutely an important data point to consider.
It is. So I'm asking you, commit or not?
I would, absolutely. The skill set is too tantalizing. And there are 2 types of teams in this league. Teams that have quarterbacks and teams who stink. And the Eagles have one, and we should hold on to them for dear life as far as I'm concerned.
All right, we have a situation here where the Eagles' offensive line has been a little leaky, a little banged up, and now you got the monster that is Aaron Donald coming at him.
Yeah, the interior of that line is going to have its hands full, and that's because Aaron Donald is having a season for the ages. Mikey Miss, he leads the NFL in sacks, in quarterback hits, and in tackles for loss, and would be the only defensive tackle in recorded history to pull that off in a season. But for whatever it's worth, no interior rusher has recorded multiple sacks in a game against the Birds this season.
All right, well, this is not like the O.J. glove, because this fits this next statistic. Right? this statistic is just a mind-blowing. It's perfect. Nick Foles, what he did last year successfully, the RPOs. The Rams are susceptible to the RPOs, Hembo.
There's a sliver of hope here, Mikey Miss. So one way the Birds can game plan around Donald's skill set, in my judgment, is to go back to the well using those the way they did it so effectively with Nick Foles in the playoffs. That is an area in which the Rams defense has struggled. They've allowed a completion percentage of 83%, along with 4 touchdown passes on play action out of the shotgun. Both of those figures are second highest in the NFL. Also, the Rams allow 6.7 yards per rush attempt out of the shotgun. That's the highest figure in the league.
But now you're going to pour cold water on it with your gambling stat, right? Go ahead.
All right, baby. So the Rams moved from a nine-point favorite to an 11-pointer after the Carson Wentz news broke. And while we fell in love with Foles as a playoff underdog, he has not enjoyed that same measure of success in the regular year. Foles has failed to cover in 9 of his last 10 regular season starts, including each of his last 5 on the road. Meanwhile, Sean McVay is 3-0 against the number as a double-digit favorite, with his average win in those games coming by nearly 25 points.
Not only is that a bad stat for an outright, that's a bad stat for a cover. Hembo, I don't know where to go now.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so let's go to the index, to the football power index, because we always look at this as the last stat of the day. Eagles lose and the Eagles win. What are the numbers?
You got it. So entering Sunday, our football power index gives the Birds an 11% chance to make the playoffs. Doesn't sound high, but it is the highest mark among all sub-500 teams. And according to our model, we'll have a 34% chance to make the playoffs with a win on Sunday.
Whoa.
Just a 5% chance with a loss. And just to look ahead, the Birds have a 36% chance to win each of its last 2 games. Does that sound about right to you?
And it sounds pretty good. Did they win this game? That puts like the Vikings going into panic mode, I think. So you're right. This is an important game. 34%, huh?
Yeah, the Vikings, the Panthers, and the Redskins are all reeling at the same time. I mean, this is not going to be a 5-team playoff. Someone's going to have to take that spot.
All right.
I don't like their chances in Chicago if you got that far anyway.
I love the way you go with the RPO and then the line that just smashes it.
Well, seesaw a little bit. Look, I haven't found a single person who's going to pick the Eagles to win this game, but who knows? They might eke something out of nowhere.
Nikki Foles out, right? Come on, Nikki Foles.
I want to get an outright.
All right, buddy. You got it.
How's everyone doing?
They win it outright. All right.
Later, bud.
I'll talk to you. There he is, Hembo from the ESPN show Get Up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.